Well, praise the Lord. It's Friday morning. What a privilege it is for me to be able to share with you just a few minutes in God's Word on this Friday morning. Today we are in Mark chapter 5. And here, after preaching to a large crowd of people, Jesus and his disciples cross the Lake Galilee by boat, and they arrive in Gentile territory, where they encounter a man possessed by evil spirits. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Jesus and his disciples arrived on the other side of Lake Galilee in the territory of Gerasa. As soon as Jesus got out of the boat, he was met by a man who came out of the burial caves there. This man had an evil spirit in him, and he lived among the tombs. Nobody could keep him tied with chains anymore. Many times his feet and his hands had been tied, but every time he broke the chains and smashed the irons on his feet. He was too strong for anyone to control him. Day and night, he wandered among the tombs and through the hills, screaming and cutting himself with stones. He was some distance away when he saw Jesus, so he ran and fell on his knees before him and screamed in a loud voice, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, what do you want with me? For God's sake, I beg you, don't punish me." He said this because Jesus was saying, "Evil spirit, come out of this man." So Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And the man answered him, "My name is Mob. There are so many of us." Some versions of the Bible say legion because there's thousands of us. And he kept begging Jesus not to send the evil spirits out of that region. And so there was a large herd of pigs nearby feeding on a hillside. So the spirits begged Jesus, "Send us to the hogs and let us go into them." So he let them go, and the evil spirits went out of the man and entered the pigs, and the whole herd, about 2,000 pigs in all, rushed down the side of the cliff into the lake and was drowned. Now the men who had been taking care of the pigs ran away and spread the news in the town and among the farms. People went out to see what happened, and when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who used to have the legion of demons in him. And he was sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were all afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the man with the demons and about the pigs. So they asked Jesus to leave their territory. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had the demons begged him, "Let me go with you, please." But Jesus would not let him. Instead, he told him, "Go back home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how kind he has been to you." So the man left, and he went through all the 10 towns telling what Jesus had done for him, and all who heard it were amazed. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 5, verse 19, where Jesus said, "Go back to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how kind he has been to you." You know, beloved, I can imagine just how badly the man wanted to go with Jesus. He had been set free after all these years. Finally, instead of being, you know, chained by society, Jesus came and set him free. Of course he wanted to go with Jesus. Of course he... But Jesus said no. And at first, you know, you say, "Well, that's pretty harsh of Jesus." But Jesus said, no, this man wasn't a Jew. And so to travel, with Jesus' Jewish disciples and ministering to the lost sheep of Israel, the man would have just been a distraction. But Jesus said, no. Instead of going with me, I need you to go where I can't go. I need you to go amongst your family, amongst your people, amongst the Gentiles, and you tell them how much I have done for you and how kind I have been for you. And the man was content to do that. And he went and he told everyone. You know, beloved, that's testimony. What Jesus did for that man was a wonderful testimony, but no less a testimony than what Jesus has done for each one of you. Each one of you have a testimony, and it may not have been that you were possessed by 1,000 demons or anything like that, but you each have a story to tell of what God has done for you and how kind God has been for you. And that, my friend, is something the world cannot take away from you. They can argue theology. They can debate how true the Bible may or may not be. But they cannot take away from you that experience that you have had with God. Amen. Let's be faithful witnesses of what God has done in our lives. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you know my name, and you've called me to follow you. Empower me with your Holy Spirit to tell others about you and to proclaim all the wonderful things you have done. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together in the Word of God to an end this week. Join me on Monday when we will be in Mark chapter 5, where Jesus restores a girl to life, and then he heals a woman. Of course, before Monday is Sunday morning, the day of the Lord. Let's not forget to be in God's house on Sunday morning and enjoy the fellowship of the believers. That's where we're made strong. That's where we're encouraged in our Christian walk. So I look forward to seeing everyone in church this coming Monday. Until we meet again, may God's richest blessings be yours.